BC international trade remained in a holding pattern into October as goods flows failed to make much headway amidst persistent forestry and energy sector weakness as more subdued global economic growth and lower commodity prices curb activity. The value of BC exports fell 8.7% year-over-year to $4.6 billion. At the same time, imports fell 11.2% to $6.3 billion. Among exports, declines in forestry, minus 20.6%, and energy products, minus 10.8%, contributed to the year-over-year decline reflecting lower prices and weakness in demand. The consumer goods categories also saw a larger decline in exports value, down 12% to $387.6 million. In contrast, some categories reported a 12-month growth in exports, including metal ores and non-metallic minerals, registering a notable 41.7% year-over-year increase. This result kept building on the substantial growth observed in the preceding months. The exports of farm, fishing and intermediate food products also grew compared to last October, reporting a gain of 10.3%. Most import categories reported declines in October compared to a year ago. Consumer goods fell 20.8%, while industrial machinery, equipment and parts value dropped 32.9% to $751.7 million in October following a 21.0% yearly decline in September. On the other hand, the value of energy imports grew 42.6% above last year's level to $453.1 million in the same period following a surge last month. Import values of motor vehicles and parts continue to grow, rising 14.5% from a year earlier to $750.6 million but decelerated from a 58.5% gain in September. Building permits in BC receded sharply in October. Total dollar volume permits fell 23% during the month to reach $1.7 billion following the 1.4% gain in September. The decline was led by non-residential building construction, which fell 42% while residential construction decreased by 15.5%. Year-to-date, permits were down 10.1% in the province, with residential permit volumes down 13.8% while non-residential permit volumes declined 2.0%. While monthly data can vary, the overall trend suggests a continued reduction in construction activity in the province. This is influenced by high interest rates and a slowdown in economic conditions. Residential permit volumes decreased in October to $1.3 billion. This month's decline followed a 37% jump in residential permit volumes in September. Year to date, residential permits have continued in a downward trajectory as multifamily dwelling permits decreased by 12.1% while single-family dwelling permits decreased by 19.2%. Non-residential permit volumes declined further in October, falling to $361.9 million after a 39.1% dip in the prior month. Within this category, government permits decreased the most, down by 61.3% while industrial permits receded by 52.1%. Commercial permits also declined 28.2%. Government permits were the sole subcategory to record a year-to-date decline, down by 8.8% while industrial permits and commercial permits were up 1.3% and 2.9% respectively. Declines were observed among all BC Census metropolitan areas. Vancouver recorded a 16.9% pullback in monthly permit volumes, a deeper cut than the 1.4% dip in September. Permit volumes in Abbotsford Mission decreased 59.4% while they fell in Kelowna by 34.0%. Victoria permits were also down by nearly 30% during the month. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.